A Springfield boy will get prosthetic arms and hands thanks to a collaboration between University of Oregon students and advocates for people with disabilities. As KLCC's Tiffany Eckert reports, the project is building more than limbs. It's creating opportunities to learn and use new technology for a greater good.
Before we start our interview in his sunny kitchen nook, Joseph Horton brings me a glass of ice water. It's a polite act that has even more meaning, because Joe has no hands. His arms stop just below the elbow.
My name is Joseph, and I'm 12 and a half years old. I came from Bulgaria, which is in Europe.
Nearly 4 years ago, Joseph was discovered languishing in a Bulgarian orphanage.
And then I got adopted by my mom, and then I flew on an airplane to America.
Lauren Horton and her husband Don have adopted 8 children, all with special needs.
Joseph was born with Mobius syndrome.
It's a paralysis of the cranial nerves.
People who have Mobius syndrome 100% of the time have paralysis of their face. So Joseph doesn't have the ability to move his mouth or his tongue or his eyes in a typical fashion. He's not able to smile.
That last part, Joseph's muscles cannot pull up at the corners of his mouth to form a smile. And yet, this boy exudes joy. He says he wants to be a radio reporter. He takes the microphone with the bendable parts of his arms and starts announcing.
Hello, good afternoon. It's Joseph Horton. We're reporting about...
In Joe's case, Mobius syndrome also resulted in limb loss in both arms. This doesn't stop him from riding a bike or holding a pencil in his sixth grade classroom. But there are a few things Joseph would like to be able to do, like zip and button pants. A couple years ago, Joseph's mom looked into getting prosthetic arms, but it got complicated. And Lauren says they kind of gave up. Then...
We were so blessed with connecting with Paula, and Paula took the reins on this.
Paula Free is the founder of the Eugene Springfield nonprofit Power On with Limb Loss. She relies on a prosthetic leg to walk, drive, rock climb. Free's a go-getter.
I saw an interview on the news with, Enabling the Future. Basically, what they do is they build prosthetic hands, the 3D printed hands for children all over the world.
Free eventually found a couple guys in Portland who have a big, fast 3D printer. They were stoked to help build custom prosthetics for Joseph. But they needed local contacts to fit the arms on Joe and troubleshoot design.
And right about the same time, I kind of facilitated myself with a group at the University of Oregon.
Biomechanics Investigation and Outreach Club, or BIO for short. Yeah, it's a mouthful.
That's Jordan Bailey. He and other club members meet once a week at the U of O. This evening, Joseph and Paula are here. The college students take notes and make suggestions as Bryce Civic straps a colorful plastic mold above Joe's elbow.
Yeah, that's where we're going to want these hinges at. Let's slide your arm in there. Does this one feel too low on your bicep here? Or does this feel good? Hard to tell, right?
Yeah.
Looking at these three-dimensional prosthetic models, it's hard to believe they were made with a printer. The students say these prototypes are pretty simple to produce, since the computer code and templates already exist. And instead of printing with dots of ink, the 3D printer puts down strands of melted plastic. Jordan marvels at what is possible with today's technology.
It's really Jetsons, futuristic sci-fi. It still blows my mind.
Through the collaboration with advocates of Enabling the Future, each arm can be produced for under $40. Free hopes her nonprofit can raise the funds to sponsor Joe's project. She says they plan to make a few different kinds of right hands to start.
We're hoping that we would have one that would be for picking up cups, doing gross motor skills, and another one that would have, like, the purpose of doing fine motor skills.
As we know, Joe can already pick up a cup without hands. He's been adapting to living with limb difference his entire life. His mom, Lauren, says it will always be Joe's choice to use prosthetic arms or not.
He's a drummer, and they're working on having an adaptation on this particular prosthetic that can hold a drumstick so he can drum with both hands. Right now, he drums really well with one drumstick.
The 3D printer prosthetic project is an ongoing collaboration. The Bio Club students at U of O hope to have a working prototype in bright blue for Joseph to play with by the end of spring term. Meanwhile, there is no doubt, Joseph Horton will rock on.
Oh yeah, phenomenal.
Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.